All right. It's time, finally, absolutely time for the Randy Wilburn Show. Man, I can't believe this is actually happening. I am so excited to get this podcast off the ground. I've said it, I've teased it, I've done some stuff on SoundCloud, even though I'm on Audioboo now, and I'm trying out different formats to deliver and disseminate this podcast that I'm doing. And I'm finally ready to do a podcast. I cannot believe it. This is so exciting. Anyway, this is the first ever show of the Randy Wilburn Show. I am honored to be with you today. This is my introductory podcast. Just to tell you a little bit about what this podcast is all about, I also just want to share with you for a few minutes and kind of let you know what you can expect on a regular basis with this particular podcast. I'm hoping that certainly my friends and family members will tune in on a regular basis on iTunes or wherever else they get most of their online podcast content. And I certainly hope to be part of their listening rotation, and I certainly will count it an honor to be between the 6 inches of your ears to speak a word of encouragement to you. At the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. But there are a number of things that this podcast is going to focus on. This is really a leadership podcast. I'm going to be talking and encouraging people about debt-free living, though this will not be a show about money and finances. I'm going to work on encouraging people to find themselves and stop living in other people's shadows. I'm also going to take some time and we're going to work on encouraging people to start a business and how they can help solve other people's problems, because that's really what a business does. A business, when you're in business, when you start a business, when you run a business, and especially when you do it successfully, you're solving other people's problems, and we're certainly going to spend time talking about that. I'm going to talk with people about how to think about a legacy, how they want to leave things once they finally do leave. Because we're all going to leave. None of us are promised eternity, but we only have a finite period of time here on this great earth. And so you certainly want to make the best of it. And you want to leave something for the next generation. And so it's not always necessarily the fun topic to talk about, but it is a reality of where we are. And certainly God honors those that take time to plan for the next generation. And I certainly am going to spend time talking about that. You know, that's a deep topic, and certainly we will have moments of reflection in that area. I'm also going to spend time talking about a program that's near and dear to my heart called Bootstrap Bootcamp, and that program focuses on some of the areas that I've already talked about with regard to finances, with regard to, you know, basically people finding themselves and not living in other people's shadows. That's being determined to set up a strategic life plan to qualify who you are, who God made you to be, and how you can be the best that you can be. If I may borrow a phrase from the Army campaign of many years ago. And so we're gonna do that. We're going to spend time working on those things. We're going to spend time with setting up a business, what that looks like and how it looks, and not necessarily going to get into the nuances and the nitty gritty of it, but we certainly will give you some of the basic tools with which to get some things started. And if nothing else, provide you with some information both on the podcast as well as on my website at randywilburn.com about how you do these things and how you get, you know, your business off the ground and how you put together a strategic life plan and how you bring order to chaos and how you get out of debt. All of these things tie into the bigger picture, which is really leadership. And when an individual's ready to be a leader, it's you can't do it without getting the information that you need and the wisdom and the guidance and the knowledge to be successful. And so we're going to spend a lot of time talking about those different things. And I'll just be sharing some of my life experiences. At the time of this particular podcast recording, I'm 44 years old, soon to be 45, and I'm almost at the halftime of my life, and I am so excited about what the second half is going to bring. And so this podcast will be for the young and the old, so I hope you all enjoy it. There are a number of things that that we're going to talk about, and we're going to spend time delving into each one of them. So this is going to be more of a unique type of podcast. That's why I'm calling it a show. I'm not going to niche this podcast down and just focus on one single thing, because I actually do deal with a number of different things. And so because of that, and because of just who I am, this show is a reflection of how I think and how I do things and how I share and encourage. And so I hope that you enjoy the ride with me and that you take something away, and even that you have an aha moment. If nothing else, you know, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron, so does one man another. So every day I'm going to go out and endeavor to sharpen as much iron as I possibly can. I'm not really sure of the exact length or the day of the week that this podcast will go out, but I'll work on that over the coming weeks. But it will come out on a weekly basis for right now. And then at some point in time, I may go to 2 times a week, depending on my ability to do that. But we'll see what happens. In addition, you know, we're going to do some interviews. We're going to bring some really unique people on, some authors. We're going to bring a number of individuals, some top speakers that will be on to talk about their life and their experiences and in their area of expertise they will share within the confines of this show. And then, you know, we're gonna spend some time getting to know each other. And I certainly do hope that you get a lot out of this. I'm reminded of this quote by Seth Godin, and it's simply this: the secret of leadership is simple. Do what you believe in, paint a picture of the future, go there, and people will follow. Each one of us is a leader in our own right. We have to figure out and find that voice and find that balance that will allow us to do the things that God has called us to do and not be afraid to step out in faith and do that. And so I hope that you will get a lot out of this show, as I know I will. And I'm really looking forward to sharing with each and every one of you that is taking time to listen to this podcast. This is the end of the podcast for today, but I want to give a big shout out, most importantly, to God, because without him, none of this would be possible. Certainly my wife, Nicola, and my 3 boys, Joshua, Nathan, and Aiden, my mom, Roberta Wilburn. Without her, I wouldn't be here. My ace in the hole, Troy and Teresa Good, my aces in the hole, I should say, my New Dimension Apostolic Center family, my pastoral family from New Dimension Apostolic Center. You guys are simply amazing. Too many names to list right now, but I'll be speaking to some of you on this podcast and sharing. My brother from another mother, Keno Mullings, my other brother from another mother, Jared Easley, the podcast answer man, Cliff Ravenscraft, for even instilling in me a desire to do podcasting in the first place. And so, Cliff, I love you, man. Thank you so much. I also want to give a shout out to my Dark Horse Mastermind group, Ellery, Jimmy, Johnny, James, Justin, Donald, and Peter. You guys are the best. You really are helping me reach to a whole nother level in the things that I feel God has called me to do. And so I thank each and every one of you just for the words of encouragement. Keep doing what you're doing, because the sky is certainly the limit. And everyone else out there who's been a friend through the good and bad times, I just want to thank you. I honor you guys with all my heart. When you find your passion, hold nothing back. Love you and have a great day. God bless.